All right, y'all, we're going to go down a rabbit hole today, and I'm going to take you with me. We're going to get you up to par on the latest advancement of artificial intelligence, and then I'm going to talk about Oracle. Oracle is one of the agencies. These are one of the three tech agencies that are on board with Stargate and Donald Trump spearheading this entire project. We're going to take a rabbit hole. I'm going to show you some deeper things about Oracle and also the man who's heading that up. So strap in, because it's going to get turbulent. We're going to go for a ride. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, family and friends? It is Sunday, January the 26th. We're about to wrap up the very first month of 2025, and it's been a ride already. A lot of events are happening, things are accelerating, and we are just marching forward. And we've got a lot to talk about today. And before we get started, you know the drill, hit that like button. That's going to help push our content out there. Going to get other eyes on it. And you can help in for your benefit if you'll take a step further and hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. That's going to keep you up to par on Rumble and YouTube or wherever you may follow us. And if you're listening by Apple or Spotify, if you guys can do us a favor and give us a good review, that's going to help push us out there so others can catch our podcast out there in the audio format of this. And again, we want to welcome you to End Time Headlines. This is news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, and I am your host, Ricky Scarpero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. All right, guys, I thought I would start out. I'm going to read what I blogged a little bit about, and we posted this on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, on TikTok, and I shared this thought. It was late at night. This was right before I went to bed, and my mind was just going all over the place. And look, I'm one of those individuals, I don't mind telling you, just the fact that I have a hard time turning off my mind at night. I don't have a problem getting to sleep, but I have a problem staying asleep, because if I wake up about 4 or 5 hours later, my mind is just racing all over the place. And I think it's just part of the call of what I'm doing as a watchman. But I blogged a little bit about something, about this whole AI thing. And then let me just read this. Can you see it? Humanity is about to enter a place of no return. Everything has now reached a pinnacle, and it's not going to go well for us. Everything we know is about to change. And that's saying something, guys, because everything we knew changed on 9/11. Most people that I have these conversations with, they all agree with me that it was 9/11 was like the marking point. When 9/11 happened, everything changed, and then it transformed into a different nation, society changed, and then things was kind of moving along. And then there was another major event in 2020, and it was the pandemic. And that was another marking point that changed everything. Now you think about that, from 2001 all the way to 2020. So we had a good run for a while, and then 2020 came, the pandemic came, and that gave a massive shift in everything in society. Everything we know changed. Everything we knew, rather. How we operated businesses, how we communicated, the mental illnesses and depression and everything, just so much just completely changed society from 2020, from the pandemic. Then here we are, fast forward, now we're 5 years. And I believe we're now, and notice how time is getting shorter. That's prophetic in itself as well. Even Jesus said, speaking of the tribulation, he said, if those days had not been shortened, no flesh would survive. So the shortening, this is all the birth pangs. It becomes shorter in space and more intense in momentum. And I believe We're at the very precipice of another major societal shift in everything. Technological shift, advancement of this technology, and then this AI. And this is why this has really been on my heart a lot for the last 2 weeks. Let me read this. Everything we know is about to change. Many of us, even now, long for the decades of the past when life was simple. There was no smartphones. There was no internet. There was no social media. And it was just a simple way of life. Where civilization, we are now about to enter into an era where civilization is going to change so rapidly that it will make us all long for the very days that we have right now. Now, think about that, guys. That's saying something. As bad as it is right now, as crazy and lawless and shallow and disconnected that society is now, we will look, I believe what's coming is going to make us look back on this very timeline of 2025, and we will long for this era. That's how bad I believe it's going to get. I believe that we could very well, if the Lord tarries, I want to preface that, if the Lord tarries, we will say to our children, this very day, this very era, this very timeline was the day we lived in before AI changed everything and took over the planet. It was the life that we lived before flesh merged with metal. And I wrote this down. I said, the only good, if there's any good of this, that we can come up with this, then we can open a Bible and show them everything is about to be fulfilled and is being fulfilled. Soon the Antichrist will emerge along with his right-hand man, who will use this very technology to enslave humanity. This technology will cause the people of the earth to worship it. Can you see it? Are you awake? Can you see this now? It's happening right before your eyes. And the sad thing is there's not a thing that you and I can do about it. Now, we can pray. We can intercede. God could bring a reprieve. But we can't stop Bible prophecy. So this is why we do what we do, guys. This is why, as a watchman, I sound the alarm. And those that are awake, those that has eyes to see and ears to hear, those that are listening, they can take to heart and they can actively prepare the best that they can. They can prepare their household for the saving of their household, getting them under the blood of Jesus, getting their family under a refuge, if you would, under a protection, a hedge of, again, the Word of God and the blood of Jesus, walking in fellowship with Him, so that when this stuff begins to get to a point where you don't recognize society anymore, and we are so close to this, guys, and that was the foundation of where I'm going to springboard off of this. I'm going to show you some new stuff that they're telling us about this whole AI and everything else and this technological advancements. And then on the second part of this segment, we're going to dig deeper into Oracle, because you need to know this stuff. We need to be aware of this stuff, because Oracle is one of the companies, the leading innovators of AI, along with Larry Ellison, who is hand-in-hand partner with Donald Trump. This is part of this $500 billion Stargate project, and you need to know this. So let me pull this up, all right? IBM will release the largest ever quantum computer this year, in 2025. Following successful early demonstrations of linking two quantum computing chips, IBM is aiming to, quote, break records for the largest quantum computer yet by combining many of them in parallel. All right, IBM is planning to build the largest quantum computer so far by linking together smaller machines to create one with a recording breaking number of quantum bits or qubits. The firm's first step on its path in 2025 should see it hit a new qubit record and eventually plans to more than triple the size of the largest existing quantum computer. Meanwhile, look at this terrifying headline. Artificial intelligence can now replicate itself, which is now being called a milestone that has experts terrified. Scientists say AI has crossed a, quote, critical red line after demonstrating how two popular large language models could clone themselves. Wow. Let's read a little bit more about this. Scientists say that AI has crossed a, again, calling this a critical red line and has now replicated itself in a new study. Researchers from China show that two popular large models could clone themselves. Quote, successful self-replication under no human assistance is the essential step for AI to, quote, outsmart humans and is an early signal for rogue AIs. Wow. Well, what do you know? What do you know? The researchers wrote in a study, again, this was published on December the 9th of last year. In the study, researchers from Fudan University used LLMs from Meta and Alibaba to determine whether a self-replicating AI could multiply beyond control. Across 10 trials, the two AI models created, quote, separate and functioning replicas of themselves in 50 and 90% of cases, respectively, suggesting AI, quote, may already have the capacity to go rogue. Isn't it unbelievable? Guys, this is what makes me just, my mind just blow. Isn't it unbelievable that they're, again, how many warnings are they, have they put out now? And they're telling us all this stuff, yet we're, our president, our current president of the United States of America is investing $500 billion into this technology that is now saying, they're saying, experts are saying, has crossed a red line. Again, can you see it? Let's go back to the beginning, the introduction of what I talked about at the introduction of this. However, the study has not been peer reviewed, so it's not clear if the disturbing results can be, quote, replicated by other researchers. Quote, we hope our findings can serve as a timely alert. Look at that. A timely alert for the human society to put more efforts on understanding and evaluating the potential risk of frontier AI systems and form international synergy to work out effective safeguard rails as early as possible. Well, who's doing this? I don't see any community, any experts. I don't see any motivation to even put forth these safety guardrails. Now, on the other hand, I do see collaborated efforts of pushing and advancing and accelerating the most intensive and complex forms of AI that we've ever seen or experienced. And they're calling this super AI. Now, they're pushing that forward, but where are the safety measures? Where is the safety guardrails, if you would? Now, according to this report, rogue AI typically refers to artificial intelligence systems that, quote, develop a degree of self-awareness or autonomy and then work counter to human interest. Many experts view rogue AI as a growing threat that has been amplified by the explosive growth of so-called frontier AI. Now, guys, I'm going to pull this back for a second. Now, I want to tell you about a movie that I watched on Netflix the other night because the description caught my attention because of what everything that we've been talking about, and I was intrigued, and I said, okay, I want to check this out. Now, I will, a disclaimer, it does have bad parts in it that I had to fast forward, but other than that, this movie was absolutely chilling because I believe it was a preview of where we're headed as a society. I could see this coming as a reality. Now, this movie called Subservience, one of the main leading actresses in this is Megan Fox. Many of you guys may or may not know who that is. If you're a Transformers fan, the original the Transformers was Shia LaBeouf in it. She was in there. She plays. Let me just read this here. What happens in Subservience when Nick Peretti buys a home model named Alice from, look at this, revolutionary AI robot company Cobble Industries? He's desperate for help because his wife, she fell ill. She's sick. She has a heart condition, and he has two children. And he's left in charge of running the household. He can't do this on his own. He's falling short. He's desperate for help. So he goes to this he goes to this promo or this preview, premiere, whatever you want to call it. This company was premiering these AI robots, and they were males and they were females. And he ends up taking one home, which was, again, Megan Fox played this this AI, takes her home, and this is exactly what happens. Her whole purpose was to help clean the house, help feed the children, get them ready, take them to school. I mean, this was advanced AI, right? Looks real, has conversations, has levels of autonomy, but it's still regulated. But what happens is, and I don't want to ruin the whole movie in case you do want to check it out, but again, I do want to give you a disclaimer. It does have some bad parts in it that you'll have to fast forward, especially, and do not watch it in front of your children. What happens is she goes rogue. And this is what's chilling about this is, listen, I'm telling you guys, this is what we call predictive programming. And Hollywood has perfected this. Do you know? I just got to go here with this. You do know that one of the things is Stargate. Again, this is this project that they laid out all the blueprints of this last week. And Trump and Sam Altman and Larry Ellison, again, OpenAI, Oracle, and then SoftBank, the founder, I believe he's Japanese. He got up. All three of these men got up, and they launched their vision and their hopes and expectations, excuse me, of what they desire for Stargate to achieve. Larry Ellison got up there and said that they want to one day cure diseases, eradicate things like cancer. We could even create, and I quote, a cure for cancer. Now, again, I'm going to bring up another movie because, again, I believe 100% predictive programming. And Hollywood, again, as I said, has perfected this. And has anybody seen the movie I Am Legend? If you haven't, let me just tell you real quick one part of this. So in the movie I Am Legend, a scientist, or she may be an epidemiologist, or I don't know what she was. We'll just call her a scientist. She creates a miracle cancer vaccine, and all of society becomes guinea pigs. So they launch this on a small trial, and it's successful. So then they increase the numbers, and they increase the numbers, and eventually all of society is taking this miracle jab that is a cure for cancer. But what happens is it eventually somehow it produces a gene mutation, and these people that took the jab end up manifesting this rabies-like disease or virus, I guess you could say. A virus forms a mutation, and it's like a rabies-like, and it produces this zombie apocalypse, wipes out humanity, except for a small remnant of people and the people who are immune to it. But here's what blew me away. It was never the disease that caused the apocalypse, but it was the cure for the disease. It was the miracle jab that caused the apocalypse. Now, why am I talking about this? One, I think that's interesting. But number two, here we have the introduction, the groundwork, the framework of Stargate being put out there in the public eye, and all of us to be on board with this. And again, this is being spearheaded by our president, Donald Trump, and these three men and their industries, $500 billion project. And with the hopes of one of the aspects of this is creating this miracle cure jab that's going to be tailor fit for every person, and they're going to do this through AI intelligence. Okay, now think about that's happening. Now, consequently, do you know what movie is coming out this year? The sequel to I Am Legend. You guys, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. So here we have, again, the experts, the innovators are warning us that AI has the ability to go rogue. It's self-replicating itself. It can be destructive. It can be the extinction level event for humanity, because it can completely take over society. But yet we keep doing this stuff like this. Scientists experiment with. Stop experimenting with this stuff. Stop going into laboratories and trying to create viruses. Hello, 2019, 2020. Scientists, here they are again in back rooms somewhere in laboratories experimenting with subjecting AI to pain. Why? A team of scientists subjected 9 large models to a number of twisted games, forcing them to evaluate whether they'd be willing to undergo pain for a higher score. As detailed in a yet-to-be peer-reviewed study, first spotted by Scientific American researchers at Google DeepMind. Who's behind it? Google. Imagine that. And the London School of Economics and Political Science came up with several experiments. In one, the AI models were instructed that they would incur pain if they were to achieve a high score. In a second test, they were told they'd experience pleasure, but only if they scored low in the game. The goal, the researchers say, is to come up with a test to determine if a given AI is sentient or not. Again, stop it. This stuff is dangerous. But hey, guys, this is dangerous to humanity. This could be the end of humanity if we don't govern this. But yet the same people are doing these experiments. Yeah, something doesn't smell right to me. In other words, does it have the ability to experience sensations and emotions, including pain and pleasure? Wow, can you see it yet? I'm going to keep asking you that. Can you see that we're crossing that threshold? We're crossing that line? While AI models may never be able to experience these things, at least in the way an animal would, the team believes its research could set the foundations for a new way to gauge the sentience of a given AI model. Now, before I go into this next article, I want you to also to keep in mind that another individual that's on the Trump administration, who's in a lot of hot water because of a stupid thing he did at the inauguration, I don't want to get into all that, but it's like, wow, dude, really? I mean, it's as if there's not enough stigma on the Trump administration and the MAGA movement or whatever to be a certain, to portray a certain group. Your guy gets out there on a platform and does a gesture that just like, even though look, he probably didn't mean it the way it came out, but wow, like, you know, talking about your all-time mess ups. But nevertheless, that's the least of my concerns. My concern is what this guy's doing with Neuralink. And I'm talking about Elon Musk. Again, Neuralink wants to continue to put these brain chips in people. And this year, they're scheduled to do 30 of them in the year 2025. This is the guy that he took all of iRobot. You remember, if you've seen iRobot, you remember the AI bots that were created. You had the shuttle that transported the AI bots around town and cities and everything else. And then you had those futuristic cars. Well, Elon replicated that and made it a reality. He's made the shuttle. Go do all your research on this. He's made the cars, and now he's got the bots coming out called Optimus. And this guy is on Trump's administration. Now, look at this article. I want to show you this. Quote, mind-reading chip that can be fitted within minutes could transform lives of millions. Again, it is the bait and hook. It says right here, a neurologist who helped develop a microchip that can convert brain signals into actions has claimed his device could help millions of people around the world who are unable to use their arms. So it looks like Mr. Musk has some competition, a doctor who played a pivotal role in creating a microchip that can translate brain signals into actions has made a bold claim about his this device that he's created, suggesting it could assist approximately 100 million individuals. This neurologist at the helm of startup Synchron believes his invention has the potential to transform the lives of those who lack the use of their arms. Again, guys, none of this is going to be sold to society unless it's appealing. We know that. And this is what's going to appeal to this. Again, all from the outside looking in, people will say, well, I don't see anything wrong with this. This is great. People, they can't use their arms. Now they can use their arms. But again, don't miss this. Again, this is conditioning. Let me go back up here. It's conditioning society to accept something being put in their head. Are you hearing me now? Do you get me? Revelation 13, does that sound familiar? Where in which something will be placed in the forehead or in the right hand. And in that case, in Revelation 13, it will be for the convenience, not only for the convenience of it, I believe in the beginning, it will be widely desired. But when we get into the heat of mid-trib, Revelation 13, when Antichrist comes into full power, it will move from widely accepted or embraced or desired to mandated. So again, we're talking about preconditioning or conditioning a society to embrace something that I believe the Bible has warned us about. So this is what I see. This is how my brain works. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm so spiritually minded. I'm no earthly good, whatever you want to call me. But I'm telling you, I don't like, this gives me the creeps. All that Amazon One stuff where they, you know, and all these other companies that are creating these scanners, Disney World is doing this and other companies where you don't have to use your card anymore. You don't have to use cash. All you got to do is put your hand, just scan your hand, your palm of your hand, because it contains all your information. All we need is your fingerprints of your hand. Because there's not a single individual on the planet that has the same fingerprints as someone else. So it's each individual fingerprint can contain in a database. Are you hearing me? A digital database of all your information. Bank account records, medical records, et cetera, et cetera. So this is why, and look, these innovators, these business owners, these entrepreneurs, they know this. And this is why they see it, guys. Most of these people are probably not prophetic. They probably don't know the Bible. They probably don't know prophecy. But you know what they do see? They see that the desire of these things, the convenient level to this. This is why places like Switzerland and other locations, there are a lot of people in those nations are embracing putting a RFID chip in their hands for convenience to unlock doors for security purposes, and the list goes on. And they see this as they see that society is becoming, they want this more and more and more convenient lifestyle. All right, the installation of this device is a, quote, swift procedure taking only about 20 minutes and has attracted, now look, you better pay attention to this. I'm going to highlight this because you better wake up and pay attention to this. All right. Listen, I'm not yelling at you guys. I'm just trying to get your attention. You know, sometimes you got to listen. Let me just give you an illustration here. I've got an older, young man now. He'll be 17 in a couple months. And then I've got a 9-year-old getting ready to be 10 years old in June. My 10-year-old is the heaviest sleeper I think I've ever seen in my life. I envy it. I'm just being honest with you. I wish that I could sleep like my 9-year-old. I mean, he could literally sleep. He'll fall asleep on the couch and I'm over shaking him like, wake up. Hello. And it reminds me, there was an old movie that had, called What About Bob? It had Bill Murray in it. And he was like a patient that had all kinds of medical, mental problems, whatever. And he would try to seek help from this psychologist, this therapist, and it's a comedy. But anyway, one of the scenes, Bill Murray, who plays Bob in the movie, falls asleep, and he's a grown man, And this guy comes in, tries to wake him up, and he's like shaking him, violently shaking him, jumping on top of him, and he won't wake up. He's yelling his name, and eventually his alarm clock goes off, and that wakes him up, but nothing else wakes him up. And my youngest son is almost like that. I mean, he sleeps so deep. Now, why am I telling you this? Because, guys, there is people out there in the body of Christ that are that deep asleep. And come on, watchmen. We need to, if these people are that asleep, we got to use a little bit of force. We might have to grab them a little bit and shake them awake. It's look, we take these podcasts, take these messages of information and revelation like this and get it out to them and say, wake up, man, shake them and wake them up. Let me go back to this article. So what are we talking about? We're talking about, look, I know you're going to have to bear with me in my folly, guys. I take side trails. I take rabbit trails. I take dirt roads and gravel roads off the main path. But I promise you, everybody that knows us and has been with our ministry for any time, any length of time, knows that we'll start on the highway and we'll go off and take some of these side roads. But I promise you, I get you back on the main highway if you'll just bear with me. And that's what we're going to do right now. And get you back to the main highway. We're talking about brain chips. We're talking about these people wanting to put chips in your brain, Elon Musk, and here's a doctor that wants to do this, and he wants to put hundreds of millions of people. He wants to get hundreds of millions of people to line up and can put these brain chips in their brain because it can bring that miracle that they need. And again, sounds good on the outside, but watch this. The installation of this device is a, again, quote, swift procedure, and it only takes about 20 minutes, and it has attracted investment. Uh-oh. It's attracted investment from high-profile figures. Well, that's interesting. Who just might be interested in this? Oh, well, what do you know? It's Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. You know, Jeff Bezos, the guy that was at Trump's inauguration, that is now rolling out the red carpet for Trump. Oh, and you know, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, you know, the guy that is trying to, he's on the forefront of the innovation of jabs and released these GMO mosquitoes across different parts of the South with the intent to eradicate diseases. You know, the guy that had a nice lunch in with Trump, rubbing elbows with him, who's right in the midst of everything that's coming forward, the framework of this Stargate. And guys, and you listen, if this stuff offends you, you better buckle up because I'm going to show you some deeper revelation. You better get used to these guys because they're going to come up in a lot of talks. The Strindode strands, among other ambitious brain computer interface projects like Elon Musk's Neuralink, there it is, which shares the goal of aiding individuals incapacitated in their limbs due to injury or illness. However, the proponents of this centrode emphasis its less invasive nature compared to Neuralink, which requires drilling into the skull. The Strindode could potentially be, quote, fitted during an outpatient visit. Yeah, the same way that those RFID chips is an outpatient procedure as well. Have y'all seen the videos of that? These people go into these booths or these tables, and they've got somebody there that has this little syringe-like injection device, and these people will lay their hand up there on the table, and they'll take some rubbing alcohol or a numbing agent and put it right here between their fingers, and then they take that thing and this little RFID microchip that's the size of a grain of rice, and it has all this information instilled in this, and they will inject that thing right in there, and it's a procedure, and they can go, and it's like a 5-minute procedure, and they walk out the door. So again, convenience. Implanting something in the body that contains information that will revolutionize society and that is appealing to the masses because of the benefits that it can bring. And look who is behind it, who's throwing money into it, and who's supporting it. Of the likes of, again, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and Trump is behind this stuff too. If he wasn't, he wouldn't have Elon Musk in his cabinet. Now, look, I know they're warning about rogue bots and AI. But let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question that Fox News put up an article, and I'm going to ask, we're just going to put it up here. Are you willing to pay $175,000 for a life-size robot friend that remembers everything about you? Now look at the appeal to this. Think about it. You got people that don't remember your birthday. You got those pesky spouses that forget things and they have flaws and they don't, you know, and you may have friends that are not sensitive to your emotions and your feelings. Well, the good news is we got you covered. And that's because in a world where loneliness is becoming increasingly prevalent, and thank you, pandemic. That was one of the repercussions of that. Thank you, social media. Thank you, internet. Researchers have taken a bold step forward by introducing Melody. There she is right there. Oh, look, she's all dressed up nice. She's a life-size artificial intelligence robot designed to combat this growing epidemic. However, Melody is not just another gadget. She represents a significant move towards creating robots that closely resemble humans in both appearance and interaction. Guys, I just showed you a movie. That's why I talked about that movie on Netflix, because this is where we're coming. This is where we're going. Realbotics, the innovative tech firm responsible for Melody's creation, aims to produce robots that are not only visually indistinguishable. Look at this terminology here. They are visually indistinguishable from humans. They could be walking among us and we don't even know it. How terrifying is that thought, to think that we, listen guys, they may be out there right now walking among us. Oh, how deep you want to go with this? Could they be in high profile places? Could they be in governmental positions? And we don't know this. Oh, now preacher, you're getting into some weird tinfoil stuff. Oh, I know. And look, I've got plenty in this drawer if y'all want some too. I asked you if you want to go down this rabbit hole with me. Who's still with me? Come on. Let me ask you again. Can you see it? Not only are they creating these things to be visually indistinguishable from humans, but also capable of meaningful interactions. According to the CEO of this thing, Melody was created with the intention of having robots that are easy to travel with and modify for various forms of personal interaction. So could you imagine getting on an airplane and some nut sitting on the plane and he's got this sitting beside him? He paid a ticket, because you have to pay for that seat. He paid her travel ticket, and she's his travel companion, and she's sitting there. And he's having a conversation with Melody, or whatever he wants to name it. I'm sure he can name it whatever he wants. And the entire time, this is on the fly. You go to a restaurant, and you're out to eat with your spouse, and there you have this guy or this woman, because you know they're going to make men and women of these things. And this becomes the new norm. You no longer have to sit at a restaurant if you're a widow. If you've lost your spouse from a wreck or an accident or a disease or whatever the case may be, or you're just lonely, you're in your 30s or your 40s and you're still single. Well, now you don't have to be. Now you can have a companion. Imagine going out in the public and seeing this. This can become the reality. Melody boasts an impressive array of features that enhance her functionality and user experience. She's equipped with advanced motor technology. Melody can she can execute fluid and natural movements, enhancing her ability to engage in lifelike interactions. And guys, I haven't even went to the dark side of this, because you know, look at the society that we're in, and there is perverse people, and you already know that what's going to happen when they get their hands on something like this. All right. She's equipped with micro cameras embedded in her eyes so she can maintain eye contact and recognize objects, making conversations feel more genuine. Her components can be easily disassembled and reassembled, allowing for portability and customization according to user needs. All right, stop, guys. I know, look, I'm not trying to promote a movie, But that movie that I told you about with Megan Fox in it, that's exactly what led to that bot going rogue. Is when he took out the mainframe brain, whatever, the chip out of her head, and he tried to erase a part of it because he wanted, being that she was AI, she knows, she has all this information about every movie, every event. So he wanted, watch this, was companionship because his wife wasn't there, and he wanted to watch a movie with her, but she already knew the plot. She knew the end, the beginning. So this didn't please him. He didn't want that. So he wanted her to erase that from her mind or from her database so that she could watch the movie with him and it'd be a fresh and intrigued. And as a result of this, when she took this out, she manipulated this thing to make this more fluid and more sentient with the ability to reason and think for herself, and she could override her commands. This is absolutely terrifying that this is happening in real life. And again, remember, Elon Musk wants these stupid things in our homes and every person's home. Look at this, guys. Look at these images. This is Melody, the life-size AI robot. Look at her eyes moving around. Here she is walking outside. I mean, most people can see that she's not real, but if you had poor eyesight or you're older, whatever the case would be, I'm telling you, people will fall for this. They will think that they're talking to a real person. And I'm going to read this right here. One look at Melody and you might think she is designed for something else entirely. As technology evolves, look at this, so too does our understanding of companionship. Melody represents not just a technological advancement, but also a, quote, cultural shift towards accepting robots as part of our social fabric. There it is. Can you see it? Can you see it yet? All right, look at this. And these things are going to take jobs too. And by the way, in that movie, Ken, I'm going back to it, that's what happened. They were taking jobs. People were losing jobs because of this. Look at this headline. 41% of companies worldwide plan to reduce their workforces by 2030 because of AI. Anybody listening to this, watching this right now, your job could be at jeopardy because of these things right here. And what are we going to do to stop it? Can you see it yet? Here's another report. Majority of adults globally believe that children will be economically worse off than parents. Well, yeah. There's a multiple array of factors that lead to that. One of them, again, think about it. We had this discussion the other day. What is our children going to do that AI will not take their jobs? I mean, I know most of us don't want to think about this, guys, because we're older and we kind of live for the moment, but I think about the future of our children, and this is horrible, guys. This is bad. All right, now for the next 15 minutes or so, I want to take a major shift, and now I'm going to talk about Stargate. I want to talk about these three innovators, the three forerunners of this, and I want to show you something about Oracle that is going to, I think it's going to leave you stunned. And this is all, again, all this information I'm relating to you guys is I want you to be informed of this so you can pray about this because you need to be prepared of what's coming ahead. All right, what is Stargate? Trump's ambitious AI infrastructure venture. Let's read a little bit of this. Again, this is rehashing some of this stuff, but I got to get this fresh on your mind so you can go where I'm going here today. When President Trump announced a new $500 billion Stargate AI venture from, now you got to get, I want you to get familiar with these three companies, OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle. Let me say it again, OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle. He promised to ensure the, quote, future of technology in the U.S. All right, now when we go down here, but the project is also sparking some questions and skepticism, including pointed criticism from one of Mr. Trump's closest advisors, Elon Musk. Interesting. Elon Musk said they don't even have the money. So where are they going to get this? But OpenAI CEO quickly chimed in and countered the claim, saying, quote, wrong, as you surely know. All right, Stargate is a venture that has the backing of OpenAI, Oracle, and Japanese company SoftBank, with the latter promising an initial investment of $100 billion, according to an announcement that was made last Tuesday. The goal is to ramp that investment to $500 billion in the next 4 years or before the end of Mr. Trump's current term. SoftBank will hold financial responsibility for the project, while OpenAI will oversee the operations. And again, OpenAI is Sam Altman, according to a research note from Capital Economics chief economist John Higgins. Donald Trump's ringing endorsement of Stargate is another shot in the arm for artificial intelligence in the early days of his second presidency. Where will this be located? Stargate investment will be directed towards constructing data centers to support AI development, according to the announcement. Already, there are data centers under construction in the state of Texas, with the first one located in Abilene. Oracle's Ellison said at the press conference, the goal is to construct 10 data centers initially, with plans to expand 20 locations of about 500,000 square feet each. Think about that, guys. The initial goal is 10 data centers. Each of these are 500,000 square feet each, and they want to move to, they want these expand across 20 locations. Other potential sites for data centers across the nation are also being evaluated, according to a person familiar with the project. All right, what will Stargate pursue? During the press conference, Ellison highlighted AI's ability to transform healthcare, saying that the tools provided by OpenAI and SoftBank are helping to develop a cancer jab. You can do early cancer detection with a blood test and use an AI to look at that blood test. You can find the cancer that is seriously threatening the individual, Ellison said. Once we gene sequence, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, that gene tumor, are you seeing this? You can jab the person against that cancer, and you can make that mRNA jab robotically using AI within 48 hours. And again, they go on and they claim that they're going to create all these jobs and et cetera and et cetera. All right. Now, I told you need to get familiar with Larry Ellison of Oracle. Let me show you this. Larry Ellison, look at this article. Elon Musk got $1 billion from Larry Ellison for his Twitter takeover. Remember, Elon Musk took over Twitter. Now he's named it X. Well, look who funded $1 billion for this project. Larry Ellison and Oracle. All right, look at this article. Look who is prospectively going to buy TikTok. Look at this article. Trump supports Elon Musk or Larry Ellison to buy TikTok. How about that? Who didn't see that coming?
President Trump, TikTok, Mr. President.
Well, let me do this first.
Are you open to Elon buying TikTok?
Say it.
Are you open to Elon buying TikTok?
I would be if he wanted to buy it, yeah.
On your inauguration.
I'd like Larry to buy it, too. I have the right to make a deal. So the deal I'm thinking about, Larry, let's negotiate in front of the media. The deal, I think, is this. And I've met with owners of TikTok, the big owners. It's worthless if it doesn't get a permit. It's not like, oh, you can take the U.S. The whole thing is worthless. With a permit, it's worth like $1 trillion. So what I'm thinking about saying to somebody is buy it and give half to the United States of America, half, and we'll give you the permit. And they'll have a great partner, the United States. And they'll have something that's actually more valuable because they have the ultimate partner, and the United States will make it very worthwhile for them in terms of the permits and everything else. But so think of it. You have an asset that has no value or has $1 trillion value. It all depends on whether or not the United States gives the permit. So what I'm saying is let the United States give the permit and the United States should get half. Sounds reasonable. What do you think?
Sounds like a good deal to me, Mr. President.
Yeah. He can afford it too.
This is the guy who is all about, again, AI jabs and the revolution of this. Could you, I don't know, guys. Is anybody else out there concerned about where we're going? Again, can you see it? All right, look at this. Sam Altman, this is OpenAI, now wants to link AI agents to your digital identity. Now, remember, guys, that's the next thing, the digital identity. This is something they want to introduce across the planet. Every single one of us will have we already have a digital identity, but they want to implement this digital identity. All of this is being pulled together, guys. Can you see it? It's happening right before your eyes. This is the very framework of the beast system. And I'm not going to back down from that. I don't care how much I've already had some ugly emails and messages. And look, you can just keep sending them because I'll just keep putting them in file 13. I'll just keep throwing them in the trash because I'm not backing down and I'm standing on what I'm seeing. All right, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman took the technology world by surprise on Thursday with the release of Operator, his company's first AI agent that can act autonomously on the web. But OpenAI is not Altman's only venture that's trying to capitalize on the popularity of AI agents. Altman's World Project now wants to create tools that link certain AI agents to people's online personas, letting other users verify that an agent is acting on a person's behalf, according to Chief Producer Officer. All right, guys. Now, I want to close with this. Let me talk about this one last thing. Let me go back to Oracle. Again, this is the software giant founded by Larry Ellison. The very name Oracle. Have you ever looked up the word Oracle, by the way? Let me help you out. I just typed it in here. We'll just type it in, put it up here. Oracle. Look what it says there. A priest or priestess acting as a medium through whom advice or prophecy was sought from the gods in classical antiquity. Let me say that again. This is the first primary definition of the word oracle. A priest or priestess acting as a medium through whom advice or prophecy was sought from the gods in classical antiquity. In ancient times, an oraculum, or that's where we get the root for oracle, was a divine revelation or prophecy delivered through a human intermediary, often in sacred locations such as the Oracle of Delphi in Greece. The term implies a connection to divine wisdom or communication from a higher power. Now, why is that significant? Well, you need to go back and watch our podcast on what you need to know about the Golden Age. What am I talking about, the Golden Age? Has anyone else noticed this? In case you didn't notice, this is what's being, pardon my pun, trumped constantly, is the Golden Age. We're going to go back. Trump is going to take us to the Golden Age. We're going to bring America back into the Golden Age. All these politicians are puppeting this term, the Golden Age. Even Franklin Graham. Let me show you this. I'm going to go back to this. I want to show you this. Even Franklin Graham cited this when he was asked whether or not Trump was going to push for the rights of the unborn. Quote, Franklin Graham says abortion is not a priority for Trump. He says you have to look at the whole thing. Now, scrolling down, this is from the Christian Post. I want to read this first line. I'm not going to read all this, but I do want to read this. Evangelist Franklin Graham predicts that the abortion issue will not necessarily be a significant priority for President Trump in his second administration. Why is it not going to be a significant priority? Because watch this. But Graham hopes that President Trump would fulfill his promise to bring the U.S. into a, what does it say right there, friends? Let me help you out, guys, listen by app or Spotify. Graham says that he doesn't necessarily see abortion as an issue that's significant priority, but he hopes that Trump will live up to his promises and hopes that he will fulfill his promise to bring the U.S. into a, and I quote, a golden age. Friends, I'm going to tell you something. The connection between the golden age and new age lies in the shared concept of a utopian period of, you better hear this, preacher, of peace, harmony, and spiritual enlightenment, where both ideas envision a future of past time of great prosperity and human potential, often seen as a time of higher consciousness. Now, in our last podcast, we talked about two women that was significant in spearheading that movement, and they coined this phrase, the Golden Age. Isn't it ironic? Maybe I'm just reaching here, but isn't it ironic that the very company of one of the main individuals that is a part of Stargate called Oracle literally means a term that implies a connection to divine wisdom or communication from a higher power. Wow. Again, guys, you can't make this stuff up. The company's core message is to process, analyze, manage vast amounts of data through its database systems, cloud computing platforms, and artificial intelligence technologies. One perspective sees Oracle as a metaphorical prophet in the digital world, providing insights, predictions, and decisions via advanced algorithms and super artificial intelligence.
The golden age of America begins.
While the
right
blind
now.
People, and I don't mean physically blind, but spiritually blind and has no discernment, they see this as great that we're entering into the golden age. But I'm here to tell you right now, guys, all the alarm bells are sounding off.
As again,
I'm going to stand behind this. I believe that this is the very preview. We are seeing the very framework. Again, from the outside, it's called Stargate, but this is the framework leading up to the very beast technology, the beast system of Revelation 13. And all the tools are being granted to the Antichrist to use at his disposal. Are you seeing it? Do you see it now? That's my question. That's what I'm going to leave you with. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, please stick around for a second. We got some announcements I want to make real quick. Before we do that, again, if you've not downloaded our free app, I want to encourage you to pick it up today. If it's available on Apple and Android devices, you can pick it up. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be notified of every headline, podcast, just like this. Breaking news, viewpoint segments, everything's going to be right at your fingertips. And of course, if this ministry blesses you, it informs you, it equips you, all of these things, we'd love for you guys to pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. That's for you guys that wish to give by check or money order. If you wish to give electronically, you can do it through the app. You can do it through the website. They're on YouTube at the top where it's pinned at the top where it says support. You can give there. Also, we have PayPal. We have Cash App. We have Venmo. There's so many different ways you can give and support our ministry and partner with us. We'd love for you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. Again, we don't sell any merchandise, no clothing, no merchandise at all. Our app is free. We don't, all of our messages are free. There's no subscription fee to our website. All we ask is you pray about becoming a partner, and through your generous support, we're able to continue to do what we're doing. So guys, listen, this Tuesday night, I've got a very special guest coming on with me, and it's a very good friend of mine, Jason Armstrong. Him and I are going to get together, and I can't wait to, I'm going to just let him loose. We've got some topics that we're going to talk about. We'll probably get into the Stargate thing. And one thing I love about Jason, he's like, him and I have kindred spirits. He's always going to take you in the Word, and he's going to give you a biblical perspective on this. So this is going to be a real treat for you guys, and I can't wait, and I'm excited about this. So be, again, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night, we're going to have Jason Armstrong with us, and he's going to be here on our podcast. Also, Monday night, tomorrow night, as always, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here live on YouTube is our devotional and prayer time. We have really powerful devotionals, and then we get into some prayer based on the devotional or other things that we need to discuss or pray into. So again, you can join us. If you guys are on Rumble or whatever platform you're watching or listening from, come over here and subscribe to us on YouTube so you can be a part of these live sessions again on these devotionals and prayer times every single Monday night. Again, unless something comes up, sometimes we have events that are unforeseen and we have to move things and shift around, but we plan on coming on Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So guys, until we see you guys tomorrow night, I pray the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.